That is thick. That bread is like... It doesn't even... It tastes like bread, but it has a consistency of clay.
That is definitely unleavened. He's just going to... has not risen at all.
He's going to fart underneath the covers.
There's no air in that.
That's how we're doing this. We're starting this podcast good. With everyone chewing. Oh, my God.
It does taste like good bread.
The flavor tastes good, but the texture's way off, man. It is good if you toast it. I fucking bet.
Tastes good.
Yeah, if you destroy it. If you turn it into something else, it tastes good. You know?
This podcast is going to have the highest drop-off in listenership after the first 4 seconds.
I think you're projecting, because you're the only one who doesn't like listening to people chew. I love
really?
Listening
Just
to people
me?
Chew.
Hey, listeners, comment in the comments.
If you like listening to chewing... skip to minute 45. Dead Room will just chew for like 10 minutes. But in the meantime... Okay, you two, knock it. Knock it. Bop it. Sock it.
Cut
Welcome
it out.
To Dessert with Dead Room Comedy.
Oh, man. Do we have any noises that we can...
I can probably fart.
A full...
Yeah, yeah. I'm asking.
Yeah, there we go.
Do you think people...
He's trying too hard right now. Yeah, you're going to poop yourself, man. You're going to be a little poopy Jeff. Hey!
Jesus Christ. Darren.
Yo, hey. Last one.
Ever? Last one.
Last one with me, which it technically means it's the last good one.
Yeah, right.
Yeah, you hold it up. The other... your headphones is fucked up right now.
Listen, talk to Evan about it, okay? It's not my fucking fault. No, just kidding. Evan's was a very apologetic about it. It's just sometimes that's the way the cookie crumbles.
Yeah. Do you want to switch headphones?
Yeah, it's my last one. So
too fucking
like,
bad. Okay. All right.
Well, I thought you were going to show me a decent amount of respect for the last podcast, but apparently that's not going to happen.
For what it's worth, I think you look really cool holding it up. You look like,
I know. I'm sort of like a
breaker,
DJ.
Breaker,
yeah.
You look like, hey, a DJ, turn me up.
Yeah, I'm like at a club in fucking Long Island, you know.
I was going to say Ibiza. Believe in yourself, dude.
I know, Long Island.
I would rather be in Long Island than Ibiza.
Looks like I'm in a club in Greeley, Colorado right now.
Looks like I'm at your mom's house, the club.
We should make it
in Colorado.
Not your actual Denver. Mom's house.
Yeah. Or we should make sure and laugh house. More at Jacob's jokes during this episode.
Yeah, this is my last one.
Every joke, Jacob.
It's about you.
Anyway,
what would you like your last dessert with Dead Room Comedy to be all about?
Oh, we could treat it like a last meal.
Suicide videos. we could talk about all the fucked up things that I've seen on the internet.
You remember the plane crash night?
Oh, that was fun, dude.
Do you know that's ruined my life?
Elliot is so sensitive about everything that he sees on the internet.
Yeah. Because
who was I talking to? I was talking to somebody. Oh, I was talking to Josh Donahue. Because apparently there was some situation where there was blood somewhere. And you left the situation. No, he wasn't even talking about blood. He's talking about his experience as being a traveling nurse. And he started talking about like a bone broken or something. And you were like, I'm done. I'm leaving. I can't handle this.
Yeah, he started talking about severe body trauma. And I was driving us to Durango. And I said, Josh, if you keep describing this, I'm going to pass out and we're both going to die.
Oh, yeah, that's what it was.
Have you passed out from like just
We did this on this talking? Podcast. I didn't know until we started talking. But we did the thing where you guys pulled up the humans exhibit, right?
Yeah.
Oh yeah, that wasn't even like gore. That was like a piece of art.
Yeah, like toddlers go to that.
Yeah, they shouldn't. I'm okay with being sensitive, but dude, I passed out in class that one time too at that athletic training class where we had to watch a bunch of horrific sports injuries.
In what grade?
College.
Jesus Christ.
It was a 300 level class, man.
Yeah, it was my sophomore, my sophomore or junior year of college.
I remember the first time that I ever got stitches. I was 13 years old, and I had one of my mom's rotary scissors. It's almost like a pizza cutter, you know, like the circular scissors.
Yeah.
Uh-huh. And I was cutting up a bunch of newspaper, and I had my...
Why are you cutting up newspaper?
Because I'm a fucking R-word, and I kept doing...
Because you just needed somewhere to pee in the corner.
I'm a human hamster.
And I was... because I have ADD and I was whatever. My hand was like right next to it, and I just drove it directly into my thumb.
Jesus,
I know.
And how deep was it?
It was deep enough where I had to get 4 stitches, and it started gushing blood, and there was blood all over the counter.
I have a scar on my thumb right there. Can you see that?
I see that.
Because when I was like probably similar age or a little, I think younger, I was like unloading the dishwasher home alone. I was like, I wonder if I can fucking break this glass with my hand.
What the fuck? God damn.
Let us know.
And I got bloody.
Yeah.
That's but this scary. Was glued, not stitches.
Okay.
That's okay. So not as deep, I don't think.
What type of glass? Wine glass or something?
It was like a drinking glass.
A drinking glass.
Yeah, it was kind of like you know, like a pint glass.
Pint glass. I'm familiar.
Yeah.
I'm familiar.
You were in the service industry.
I was in the industry of beer and service.
Okay, so you want this to be about
plane crashes, suicide videos.
We can talk about Columbine. I have a crazy amount of knowledge about everything related to Columbine.
Yeah, too much.
That's how you fucked me up though. Yeah. I have like severe flight anxiety now.
What? Flight anxiety?
Because one time I came back into this apartment late at night after doing comedy, and you were here, and you were watching a YouTube compilation of plane crash videos.
Oh, yeah.
And I watched it with you for an hour, and that was after college. That was 2 years ago.
Yeah. Right.
And when from that point onward, I don't feel safe when I fly.
You felt safe before?
Yeah.
I've never felt safe. I've always had flight anxiety. Like every time that there's turbulence, it got really bad when I was like in college, but I kind of just got over it.
At least you triggered mine. I was fine until that.
I love in-flight Wi-Fi because I'll watch plane crashing videos when I'm on the plane and I'll like
No headphones.
Yeah, just fully. I'm like, check this out. This is fucking dope.
To get on a cruise ship. Hey, who wants to watch the Titanic?
Yeah, exactly.
That's called negative framing.
It is negative. I'll go into an elementary school and I'll be like, look at this CCTV footage of a shooting, you know?
Yo.
And you get more grateful for your present situation.
That's true. That actually is. My anxiety has given me a lot of being grateful for everything that I have, if that makes sense.
That's beautiful.
Yeah.
Elliot, you said yo and then pointed at the door.
Yeah, I have a story about the King Soopers right there.
Okay.
I was in that King Soopers this morning, and there was a homeless-ish looking guy.
Houseless, unhoused individual.
Fella. Yeah. And that's not his fault.
Homelessness is a context. All right, housing is justice. How fucking dare you?
Yeah, exactly. The fact that you would say, because there's a difference between a house and a home.
Okay, let me start over. This guy lived on the streets. Okay. And he was real.
All right, that's better.
That sounds cool, like Aladdin.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah, exactly. It's very romantic.
Anyway, this lovely gentleman is
person of different socioeconomic background than you.
No, this gentleman, and I don't even know why I brought up his, it doesn't matter.
Yeah, you also assumed that. Yeah,
so irrelevant to the story.
Yeah, maybe it's just a style.
So irrelevant to the story. Everything else is so much more important. Wheeling his bike into King Soopers and his back tire popped, his bike tire in the store, and I kid you not, people started, people ran.
Oh, wow.
People sprinted out of the store running away.
Well, Sunday morning at King Soopers, it's half price if you're a pussy, so.
And that's why I was there to get my raspberries.
That's what you, why a lot did of you cranberry go, why did you, on why that did day, you go you to know? This King Soopers?
I was in the area.
Why were you in the area?
That's one of the worst King Soopers I was out there.
It was.
The parking lot sucks.
But it's like, familiar the parking to him. Lot, he lived here, you
it's
know.
Familiar. It was Sunday. I was driving around running errands, doing chores all day.
How'd you even get a parking spot in that parking lot?
Why was I in? I was doing other stuff. I went to the bank. Chores. I drove around. Yeah.
Chores. That's no,
we didn't go to the bank. It's a Sunday.
Chores.
Yeah, they have an outside.
This is the more that you're explaining, the more questions are coming up. I feel like you're trying to hide something.
They're not homeless. They're unhoused. It's chores are at home. Errands are around.
Right. I'm doing both.
Okay. You can't do chores outside of the house.
Well, I was doing chores in the house, and then I had to do
like yard work is chores.
Yeah, and then I had to do errands to complete the chores.
Like what kind of errands?
Wait, hold on. Like continue. I had to go to Home Depot and the grocery store and the bank. They have an ATM outside where you can deposit checks.
It's not Home Depot. It's House Depot.
Why don't you have like a mobile deposit on your banking app?
I just didn't download the banking app and I'm too lazy to do that. I drive to the bank on Sundays and I use the still remote, but you have to be there. And I put the check in the thing and it goes and deposits it. And then I went to King Soopers and saw a shooting.
I think you know shooting. What's so funny is that when you told me that you have like this deep fear of being in a shooting, and you told me that after my school shooting in my senior year of high school, mm-hmm. and it kind of feels like you're appropriating my culture.
Yeah.
Well, I don't think you're scared of school shootings at all.
No,
right?
Not at all.
You weren't even there, though. Like,
no,
you,
I know I wasn't even there. I was telling somebody about that recently. I feel I truly do feel left out. Like, it's it's the weirdest case of FOMO that I've ever experienced.
You didn't get the trauma bond with everybody.
No, but it wasn't even a trauma bond. It was like everyone was safe. 99% of people, besides R&P, one person and the guy who killed himself.
Because at the reunion, everyone could be talking about something that you have no relation to.
I know.
You're like, remember homecoming? And they're like, homecoming? You were at homecoming. You weren't even there for the other thing.
You weren't even there for the thing that was better than homecoming.
Oh, my God.
Devin, more of those, please. More of those. Jeff. If we could do a shotgun and then a scream.
Jeff, please stop farting.
Why?
Well, that was a joke landed. Moving on.
Ugh. That was like six.
I don't like when it's like one bubble coming out your
head. Yeah,
that's
not
what I mean. Just like
not only is it disappointing, but it also is gross because it
makes me imagine your anus. That's what it does. Like that bubble popping. That. You know what I mean?
Well, we can change it from imagine to.
Oh yeah,
this could be a visual.
Get
podcast.
It on the table.
I can just probably put these swim trunks aside.
Ugh. Put your anus on the table, like it comes. You know, like you set it there.
Like a coaster.
The anus is the coaster of the body.
That is true.
You can like shove things in
the
there.
The butt
man.
Is the coaster of the body.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
Yeah, wow. A lot of people think coin purse. Idiots.
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 It's the coaster. People think that the anus is the coin purse of the body.
I've heard.
Oh, wait, would you put like another lighting in it? Like
tampons?
What did you ask, Jeff? A line?
Well, like, would you put a lining in first?
Yeah, like a dental dam.
Exactly.
I'm not an idiot like these people, but I assume that they think
these
that
people.
If they go to
what
the
do you mean what kind of people?
These people.
What are you talking about? Jeez. What kind of community? Just say the community that you're talking about.
I'm talking about the type of people.
How do you feel about women swimming?
How do you feel if I put my toe in your water glass?
God, I feel terrible.
Elliot passing out.
I actually am one of those people.
Oh, you are?
I am one of those toe in the water people, yeah.
You like
will you?
You're part of that community?
Yeah. I mean, we all got them.
Talk about Sarah's feet for a couple minutes.
Ooh. Oh. I can't wait for this. A
couple minutes. Let's set a timer.
All right.
Pass.
Oh, okay.
I will.
Oh, good. He knows.
I'll take this one. a lot of flip-flops. Good. So, okay.
Kids' feet.
Kids' feet.
Good joke.
I still don't do, I don't do that joke anymore.
Really?
After Pagosa, there was, I think... We had one show where Jeff was doing his Mr. Rogers bit, and then I did the kid's feet joke. And yeah, then like, somebody came up to Josh Fournier after the show, and they were like, that was a great show. Too much pedophile stuff. There's too much pedophile material. And then Josh was like, what are you talking about? And I was like, I do have a joke about kid's feet. He's like, what the fuck are you talking about?
I still do it, just so you know.
Oh, good. You should take it back over.
It's funny that you don't do kid's feet, but you have done that like QR codes to child pornography.
I did that three times. And then
it's
I was
a
like,
funny joke.
What's the joke? I haven't heard it.
I just think it would be funny if you get one of those QR codes and it links directly to illicit child pornography.
Whoops.
Yeah, if you just put like a Starbucks logo on it or something. You're like, hey, free latte. And then it's just this kid getting railed.
Because you can watch them from like a distance. Yeah, you exactly. Watch people come up and scan it.
And then you just immediately get a felony.
It just says scan for 15% off on it. 15% off what? Oh! Nightmares.
Was
that me?
That sounds like Elliot.
How'd you get that audio?
No!
Now you do
oh
it.
That's
spot on.
Elliot.
My voice cracked. Scary. My voice cracked a little bit, but
Jesus.
I can hit that note.
Wow.
Me every time I board a plane. No.
All right. That was a stinky fart. I apologize.
Yeah, that's why I chose.
That's
this
the first
seat.
One you apologize for. This has like number six too.
That was like number seven or eight.
Lucky number seven.
Yeah. We'll apologize on my song.
I want a baker's dozen.
Just got a text today. Or Kelsey Wood has agreed to be.
Oh. Yes, now we can say that on the podcast.
The clapping.
Yeah.
Do the gunshot sound.
Kelsey, Kelsey Wood, everybody.
The new host of The Dead Room.
I'm excited. Out of everyone in the Denver comedy scene, that was like the perfect pick.
Yeah. I really do think. And the idea that it is male dominated. Yeah. That's what I have
true.
Heard that from multiple people.
And everyone, like Jason Fern wanted to do it. Ali Kareem wanted to do it. All these people were like putting their name for it. And it's like, that's just going to be the same. How does it grow? And I already love working with Kelsey.
How can we make it better? All right, than the jabroni that we had before.
That's true. Like,
how can we?
It is. I think you know she's a fantastic person. Insanely creative, insanely improvisational.
Yeah.
Chaotic.
Yeah, that's what you texted when I texted that I wanted to do Kelsey. You're like, yeah, she's perfect. She's chaotic as fuck.
Yeah.
And a reason I didn't get a text back yesterday is apparently my text asking her was the last thing she read on in service. Yesterday, did you see her stories?
No.
She went on some like miles long hike to like go to this secluded EDM festival in in fucking the mountains, and it was like next to a river, and she's just like, what a life.
Yeah.
She's just no, I'm, adventures.
When I met Kelsey, I had no idea, like her lifestyle is so vastly different than the way that she looks. She looks like very nerdy, she seems like a, you know, like a very cool girl, but like, I just had no idea the depth of like how crazy and chaotic she is.
Yeah,
she doesn't give off that vibe right when you meet her.
Yeah, she looks like someone that like goes out once a week because six nights a week she's watching anime.
Right, exactly. Something like that.
And like doodling. But like, she's great.
Yeah. The way she takes notes in terms of like her like checklist on the side, I'm very jealous of that. That like organization of doing multiple projects like putting the work in to like make it color coded.
Yeah.
And then like you're able to do like throw one thing, like you know the task that needs to be done to finish this project.
Yeah.
I think with like multifaceted projects, that's the thing where I get lost the most is like there's like 15 things you need to do. And you know, how do you make sure you don't like keep track of all that?
Right. Yeah. Yeah. She's insanely intelligent. I 2 or 3 days ago, I rewatched the full Quarantine Blues.
Oh yeah.
Oh my God. And it's just so good.
That black and white with like her, conversation with her ego and
in
stuff
the
like
mirror.
That.
Yeah. And beautiful. Just like everything, like the Benjamin Franklin costume and just the amount of organization that it takes to get like 20 different comedians to go to your apartment and do a one line or whatever.
Right.
That's crazy.
Yeah. No, I'm very impressed. I love our Let's Celebrate series so much.
Kelsey Wood, good replacement. A lot of reasons.
Exactly.
Talented, chaotic, funny, Jewish.
Perfect.
Ding, 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 ding.
Wow.
God damn.
You just have that
Evan
on.
Evan is on one tonight.
All right. Evan, you came to play. I like that. Yeah.
Came to play.
Your hair looks longer than the last time I met you.
Don't talk to him about it. He's going to cut it.
What?
Whoa.
What?
You're going to cut your hair?
Spoilers.
Who died?
You're going to cut it. He's going to cut it.
Evan's mom died?
That's a Josh joke. You're going to cut it like short? Wow. Wow.
Jeez. Are you excited? Yeah. It's going to be so much less.
You could probably do Locks of Love if you wanted.
Yeah.
Or if you really thought about it, Highest Bidder might be a better way to make more money.
Wow.
Just chunks.
Sorry.
You could go in front of the children's hospital, cut it, and then throw it in the trash.
Like in the cancer ward?
Yeah.
Hey.
This is real. Throw it everywhere.
You never needed this to be beautiful. You just light it on fire.
You light it on fire. And then the entire ward just smells like burnt hair.
Kind of already does. What I've heard.
Yuck. How often are you in a cancer ward?
Oh, I was talking about something else. I didn't I didn't track that full conversation.
Oh, sorry.
I thought we were talking about the King Supers. It smells like burnt hair in there.
No, it doesn't. No, it doesn't.
How dare you?
You're just talking about that unhoused
air conditioning
person.
It's called torch strands, burnt hair.
Everything I say. Yeah. Oh my God. Oh my God.
I can't believe you would say burnt hair.
God.
Cancel culture, dude. It's real.
Is it?
Yeah. Jeff banned me from the River Mic.
Yeah, because he said the punchline was sneeze the day.
Can I do the joke?
Oh my God.
Yeah,
that's worse than saying
the N-word, honestly. I was like, get off the stage.
And then you said ban.
Yeah, do the joke.
Sneeze. Do the joke.
The joke, the whole thing? Well, you said the punchline. Sorry. The joke was, I have allergies, which sucks, but you know what they say. Carpe diem. Sneeze the day.
Don't eat the carpe diem at the front.
Banned him immediately from the mic.
No, because the carpe diem is means seize the day.
But people already know carpe diem.
Yeah, you don't have to say exactly. Carpe diem.
You could just say sneeze the day. People would still get the joke.
Oh.
I have allergies. Was sneeze the day.
Was that the only problem with it? A little wordy?
Yeah.
Cool.
Or just like the whole vibe and who you are at your core.
Closer. It was my closer. Well, it wasn't going to be my closer, but then Jeff said, you're done and you're never allowed back.
What were you going to do after that?
I had another one line.
Do it.
I don't remember what it was. It's in my backpack. Don't make get it.
No.
will certainly be worth it.
Anybody
wait.
Want some homemade bread? All
right. I listen.
Good bread.
We got bread. We have fried chicken.
Fried chicken?
You were here
fried
when I said
chicken.
That. You fucking fried yeah. chicken.
No, I heard chicken and I assumed it wasn't fried.
We got King
you know
Super's
mean?
Fried chicken.
We have
zucchini bread for anybody that wants some.
Zucchini yeah. bread.
They got
any listeners that want zucchini bread?
I got black beans.
Black beans?
Black beans.
Oh, that explains your...
Yeah.
I made guacamole today.
Oh, nice.
Yeah, a little bit of lime juice in there, some jalapenos. It was nice. Mm. Chunky, but good.
Wow. Guacamole. It's called avocado paste, dude.
What would you eat for your... What would each of you eat for your last meal?
Last meal.
Elliot, go first.
I think you guys know the Rio.
It's my episode. That's
my episode. Elliot, go first.
Oh, I thought you were insinuating that as soon as I said it, you guys were going to...
No, I just want... Yeah, just go first.
The Rio Grande restaurant, I'd get a order of cheese enchiladas from the Rio Grande.
Cheese and...
Oh, my God. What a childlike last meal.
Oh,
just
yeah.
cheese enchiladas?
No sour cream. All right. Watching my figure.
And can you guys do it without jalapenos? It's my last meal.
Red or green sauce?
Red. Yeah, it's red sauce.
Okay.
Cheese sauce. It's just cheese. It's just cheese and tortilla.
That's your favorite meal?
Yeah. That was the first meal I ever ate out of the house.
Are you talking about quesadillas?
No, enchiladas. Okay. So cheese enchiladas.
Okay. Wait, so I thought enchiladas were... They always had melted cheese on the top, and then you'd have, like, beef inside.
Yeah.
You like can have chicken. A cheese enchilada.
So you'd have cheese on top and inside?
Yeah.
Cheese inside the tortilla, and then you have cheese sauce on top of it.
God.
It's a lot of cheese.
Yeah.
Jeff and I are lactose intolerant, yeah. so...
Okay. Well, that sucks, but... Really
so choose a different meal.
Oh, yeah. I'd have kale, and I'd shoot myself in the head with a BB gun.
Good. Josh, what would your last meal be?
Yeah, pasta. I'm talking, like, real, like, good sauce. Meat sauce, obviously. Just eating that, and then tiramisu with espresso at the end of the dinner.
Yeah.
That way, like, I'm alert when I die. You know what I mean? Like, I don't want to, like, be sleeping through that. Like, I want the DMT. You know what I mean? Hit that caffeine with that DMT. That's the way to do it, man. That's the way to go out.
Nice.
I didn't know it could be multiple.
Mine would be
courses.
Pasta, too. It would be, like, a blue cheese gnocchi.
A gnocchi?
Oh, really?
Gnocchi. It was
pretty Midwest.
I had this, like, gorgonzola gnocchi in Rome. Oh, my Oof. God. It was so fucking good.
I thought Midwest, but it's... Italian, actually, turns out.
Yeah.
I would have just probably like $200 worth of sushi, nigiri, just like all different types, like octopus, tuna, flying fish, roe. And then I would have smoked salmon, bagels, and then probably like a gallon of Shamrock Shake.
Oh, my God. You're like 30 pounds like heavier.
No,
like when
Shamrock Shake, they put like nicotine in that shit. Like, it's so good. Specifically the McDonald's Shamrock Shake.
Yeah.
Specifically, are there any other
I worked in, yeah, well, I worked in, it's pretty much any mint shake is a Shamrock Shake. Like, I worked in Dairy Queen in high school, and people would fucking have that, but that shit's not the same. Yeah, do the flip, you know?
It's not called the Shamrock Shake there, though, right?
No, it's just a mint
That's
shake.
It's got to be TM.
Yeah, it's got to be trademarked.
Yeah.
Bag of Doritos and a bowl of Lucky Charms. Cap it all off.
No milk?
No milk. Just cheese sauce.
Gross.
Down the gullet.
What's Dev Room going to look like after I leave?
About the same, but Kelsey will be here.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, no, I don't think Kelsey's going to be like a dead room person.
That's what I was going to ask. Is Kelsey replacing Jacob on as the host of the show or in every aspect of our life?
Yeah, I guess every aspect of our life.
You guys going to be roommates now?
Yeah. Sorry, Bianca.
Bianca. Oh, I guess Bianca will be up here.
Yes.
Be doing comedy, I'm assuming.
She wants to do lean into more dance.
Dance?
Yeah, she's doing dance in Durango more and wants to.
Is she in Durango now?
No.
Seems like she's been doing a shit ton of comedy in Tucson.
She has been doing a shit ton because there's not as much dance down there. But Denver's got dance.
Oh, interesting.
Wants to tap back into dance.
That's interesting. Like U of A is like a national ring program for dance.
Mm.
So you think there'd be more dance?
Yeah. I don't know. She tried to find some during COVID, but it wasn't. But Evan's bobbing his head. Denver's big into dance.
Yeah, exactly. your missus. Yeah, she like teaches like 2-year-olds, right? Yeah,
we're gonna go to our ladies' recitals together.
Oh, that's so sweet.
Yeah,
that'd be nice if your ladies got double date.
We do a dance together.
Yes, you and I.
Yeah. They choreograph it.
Laura
choreographs you. Bianca choreographs me.
Wow, that would be fun.
That would be beautiful.
It's called choreograph swap.
It's like a reality TV show
on CBS at 4 a.m.
I mean, you guys just all, you know, like wife switch at the end, too.
Uh-huh. Do a full wife switch.
Absolutely.
We do living situation switches. Exactly. Yeah. You're in a one. No, I'm okay. Oh, yeah. Get me high.
Yeah, you're going to have to, start drinking beer and start smoking weed and doing podcasts and stuff.
Yeah.
Damn. Whose Miller Lite is that? Oh. Well, I don't want to take from you.
I'll take it.
Hey, can I have one? Can I have it?
Thanks, man.
Well, it is Jacob's last day on Earth.
It is my... Thank you.
God.
Should we all share it? Let's do a sip and pass.
Sip and pass.
Jeff, do you want to precipitate?
Nope.
Did I say that right?
Precipitate?
Okay. Yeah, I'm always precipitating on my little coaster.
Coaster? On your butthole?
Oh, yeah. We'll all take a sip and then we'll all just set it on your anus. That's how you can play.
I'm woefully ignorant of my own anus. I was thinking about that the other day.
Never taken a look?
I don't know what it looks like.
Don't you look at
dude,
the photo?
Dude, my ass is deep, man. Fucking, I can't, the angle, my neck would have to go.
I have the same thing.
I have to go straight into, you know what I mean?
Deep ass.
Yeah. I would have to owl look back, you know?
Yeah, I feel like my ass, like the ass skin, like there's the crack and then there's the skin.
Right.
On the bottom of the crack. And then there's like another like hole. There's like another crevice that then my hole's at the bottom.
Oh,
of that
my
hole.
Asshole's for sure like an innie, for sure. You know what I mean? Yes. Like some
what
assholes.
Kind of ass is an Audi. Yes.
Oh, there's some Audis out there, man.
And I feel like there's just a prolapsed anus.
It's just there's just called surface a blooming level. Onion in the gay community.
You said that so loud.
The Audis. Yeah. Because you guys keep talking over
bread. Yeah, where's the bread? Goddamn.
It's about time I stood up for myself.
Good.
Do you ever do the full length stand up mirror? You know, feet a little wider than shoulder width, and then you could just go straight down, look through your legs at your butthole.
Like the mirror's on the ground?
I've never done that.
No, stand-up mirror.
Oh.
But what about when you're on Grindr and a guy asks for a pic of your hole, don't you look at the pic before you send it?
Is that a normal thing?
Sometimes.
I've never been on Grindr.
Sometimes they need to see your hole.
Have you sent pictures of your hole?
Oh, yeah.
Wow.
I've sent pictures of my hole.
Does Grindr have like a photo?
You want to see my little hole?
No, I don't. But does Grindr have like a photo sharing thing? Where you can
send photos?
Yeah.
Oh, it's purely made for that.
Wow.
A lot of nudes. It
has a messaging feature.
You can even, now there's like video chat. So if you're chatting with a hot stud who's like 68 miles away, you're
good
like,
catch.
Wish you could travel. And it's like, well, let's just video chat now and jerk off. It's mostly why I'm on Grindr. It's never to like actually meet up with someone.
Yeah, you're not trying to find love.
Have you been on Grindr recently?
Just to chat. I've been on Grindr recently. It's just to chat and get off.
Just to share Wordle scores.
Yeah.
That's a big part of it.
What'd you get for 16 across?
Hey, how hot do you think hell is for you?
How many rings?
That's cool. That's, you know, I'm glad that you're still exploring that part of you.
Are there stories where people like met each other and fell in love from Grindr, like with Hinge?
Yeah,
I feel like there's a ton of Hinge stories like that.
I'm sure.
Well, it's what Hinge is designed for.
Is the love aspect.
Designed to be deleted.
Yeah.
Designed to be deleted.
This episode I deleted it. By Hinge. Oh, I get why you guys talk over me.
First burp.
Let me smell.
Oh.
Second burp.
Yo.
We'll stop counting now. So he doesn't.
Just so Elliot doesn't pass out.
God. Burp porn.
You've caused me a lot of trouble.
Elliot, I'd like to give you a compliment. I like your socks.
Thank you.
Nice.
You bet.
I appreciate it.
They're like white and striped.
Yeah.
Good shoes.
Classic. Good shoes.
Appreciate it.
Look at that.
Keep going.
Your mustache.
I don't like it.
Still has it. Wow,
looks
I didn't
less
notice.
Like a mustache because that other hair is coming in around it, and that's a good thing.
I think so. Yeah. I agree. You got to have a little bit of stubble.
Yeah. This beard.
less beard, just stashing stuff.
Can he grow a beard, Evan?
He has one right now.
Yeah, but like more than that. Yeah, but mildly? Like, okay.
A real beard.
can you grow a thicket like this?
Yeah, I'm sure. No, if you just let it go. Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, like a Viking? Oh, okay.
Nice.
Is it wispy or does it grow in thick?
Evan, actually, his past life was not a Viking. He was a Spaniard.
Since when?
We were talking.
Go
the
fuck
other
yourself.
Night.
Post colonization. Yeah, which no. what era were you a Spaniard?
He came over and he colonized Mexico.
Oh, interesting. Oh, wow. Yeah. Did you know Cortez personally, or what was the deal with that? Oh, you guys were
homies with Cortez. All
he was
right.
brutal. He would didn't he have like the pound of flesh for a pound of gold? Right.
This is at 4 a.m. at Lisa's house, and he's just going on. He's like, "Yeah, I'm a Spaniard." He's like, "Yeah, I've like thought about this for a while." And Laura's like, "Yeah, he's thought of it. This is like not just something he's coming up with." And then he like goes into the house to get a drink or something, and on the back of his flannel shirt, there was just a ship. He's just so spent.
Dang, man.
He was you were goofy that night. At some point, Jorah, Lisa's dog, started licking his leg. He's like, "Oh. This is a good sign."
For what?
I have no idea.
It's a good sign. If a husky licks your shin, good stuff.
That's a sign of good luck.
Good fortunes.
It's a Spanish for
fortuna.
Couldn't even finish it.
Yeah. Fortuna.
I'll have to bring you more fortuna. Gold next time, man. Fucking.
Has anyone watched Lisa's episode of
the show? No, I saw that. I saw a couple clips.
I watched it.
Because it's only the last episode, right?
Yeah, you did get cut, didn't you?
Cut.
They filmed you and then they decided not to?
She's the finale. It was a top 10 show on Netflix. I was so close.
Yeah.
It's a top 10 show on Netflix?
Yeah.
How to Build a Sex Room?
For like a week, yeah.
New York Times bestseller.
She has millions of viewers on her.
Mm-hmm.
Does she get paid residually from that or is it just a base?
I don't think she got paid at all.
I think she just got the renovation.
Yeah,
right?
She got renovations.
Oh yeah,
that is a nice table. I was looking at that. I remember doing the podcast in the room that they were building.
Yeah,
yeah. I was like, oh damn.
Yeah.
With all the sex toys underneath the couch.
Right.
Yeah, that was fun.
Yeah, we did record a podcast in that sex room before the show came out.
So we get Netflix credits then, right? All of us.
Yeah. Pretty much.
Yeah.
How have we not spent more time talking about Lisa's income? I just realized this is the first time we've all brought up how much money Lisa makes.
Lisa's
income?
She's retired, mildly.
She just started.
She doesn't have a job.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. She's kind of doing her creative stuff. She works jobs.
Great MC.
MC.
So is she unhoused then?
No. She got divorced. She got a divorce settlement.
She's unjobbed.
Okay. But you can't say unemployed, right?
No, you can't say jobless. Oh, okay. She's unjobbed.
Is unemployed okay?
She works a lot. Like jobs that last like a month or something. Like she'll be like do PR and or HR shit for Toyota.
Like consulting. Yeah.
Oh, that's
and then,
a cool gig.
And then Joe's, her husband is a Southwest pilot.
There's no reason to out him.
Southwest is a great airline, actually.
It is. I didn't say he was like a frontier.
That's not what I was getting at.
Oh, just his name and his occupation?
Yeah.
And it's his name, Joe. We don't even know his last name.
Yeah.
What is his last name if we know it, though? Someone's
I do know it.
I don't know it.
I would never say it.
Okay.
Is it Lane? Did he take her last name?
No.
That'd be cute.
I feel like when you get married past like 50, you don't have to do the whole...
Get married.
You don't have to do it ever.
Yeah, but you don't. There's less of a pressure to do the last name thing.
So if you got married, would you want the girl to take your last name?
She would take my last name.
100%. Oh, really?
Yeah.
Oh, really?
Unquestionable.
Jacob, would she have?
Unless
to
she
take
has
it?
Like a badass name like Skeleton Lord or some shit. I take that fucking shit. That'd be sick.
Jacob Skeleton
Lord.
Would you make
fighting sick ass demons in skeleton hell?
Man.
Would you make her take it even if she didn't want to?
If she didn't want to, then I would say that we shouldn't take each other's names.
Can we cut that clip out and just replay it over and over again? Would you make her take it if she didn't want to?
Okay.
We just have make a compilation of everything that Elliot said during this podcast. He's like, this disgusting homeless bitch.
I made it take her, even though she didn't want to.
Yeah, just cut them all together.
Would you make her take it? Would you make My mom kept her maiden name.
Oh.
Yeah.
I want to take Bianca's name.
Rodriguez,
because I've always seen myself as a Spaniard. Jeff Rodriguez.
Also, she said Bianca Stonic sounds like Hitler's granddaughter. And I'm like, that's fair.
Bianca Stonic.
Bianca Stonic.
Jeff Rodriguez the third. I think you should keep the third.
No. Jeff Rodriguez the third.
That's kind of a badass last name. Like a full name. Jeff Rodriguez the third.
How does that work? Is your legal name that like... on like tax documents, does it have the it does, can you get rid of
the
it
the suffix
if you wanted to, could you,
is it the Roman numerals or does it say the third,
the Roman numerals?
Okay, yeah.
So could you change them to like doctor or something if you wanted to
change it to junior?
I couldn't just change it to doctor. I'd have to earn the doctor.
Okay,
no you don't.
Some people get them,
or you can get an honorary doctorate.
Yeah,
you can do a loophole where you put your first name as doctor and then your middle name is Jeff.
Dr. Jeff Stonic.
Yeah.
Oh, nice. That is clever.
Mm-hmm.
Wow. Skeleton Lord Jeff Stonic.
Dr. Skeleton Lord Jonas.
Are you going to take Ash's name?
Oh my God. Yo.
You did that on purpose.
No. That's some bullshit.
You did
that on purpose.
Ooh.
Oh no. Can we get a whoopsie sound? Yeah. Oopsie.
Holy shit. I said an ex's name.
That's my favorite sound. Holy shit. Yo,
man. They do look alike, though. It is a problem, man. I cannot show pictures of my ex-girlfriend to my current girlfriend because she would get mad.
I mean, she's never seen a picture of your ex-girlfriend?
No, just the fact that I told them they look similar was enough. Oh, you know what I mean? So
you should send pictures of your current girlfriend to your ex-girlfriend, and you should be like, look at this.
Look at this.
Hey, check this out.
Holy shit.
Oh my God. What? Like, I miss you. You know?
Yeah. The language that you share, like a Spotify link with. Hey, check out this playlist.
The blend.
And it's just four pictures of your new girlfriend.
And how's your relationship going, Jacob?
Good.
Okay. Do you have a relationship? You got a little girl?
A little bit.
They're going to leave in like 2 weeks?
Yes.
Are you going to put her in the van?
Yes.
Was it that white girl at the...
Are you going to put her in the van even if she doesn't want to? Or are you going to marry her?
Yeah, Elliot. Jesus Christ.
Hey, are you going to bring her with you in the van?
I wish.
Load her up in the van and take her with you wherever you go?
No, it's going to be tough. But, you know, I mean, like, we have an agreement. Like, we understand that, you know... I don't know.
That'd be fun if you didn't tell her that you were leaving.
I know. Well, like, she knew like long before, but yeah.
Is that funny or gaslighting? And also, what is gaslighting?
Yeah, you don't know what gaslighting is. It's both.
It's a big word.
It's pre-iridescent bulb.
It's room Edison bulb? Brightening.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, it's going to be hard. It adds like another level of like...
You think
like,
you're going to cry when you
probably,
say goodbye? Sorry,
honestly.
Awesome. Really?
Yeah, I think so.
You haven't spent a lot of time together.
Yeah.
Like sometimes like there's been a couple nights this week where I just haven't been here.
No. Oh, no, yeah, I've been like...
What have you guys been doing?
You know, podcast checkers. we've been icing each other, actually.
Oh, really?
Yeah, it's actually very sweet.
Oh, that's cute.
Yeah, and this podcast is going to come out later. I put an ice in her air fryer. I don't know how air fryers work. So I don't know if you turn them on first. What she's been doing, like, you know, like we'll make breakfast or whatever, and she pulls out like the thing before she turns it on. Uh-huh. But I don't know if her roommate does it a different way. Yeah, where you just have like...
Is it one of the glass bottles too?
It's a glass, but that's the only way that they come in.
She just got a dirty bomb in there.
Dirty bomb.
It is a dirty bomb. God damn. She the first time she iced me with the 32-ounce Smirnoff ice, like an almost 40-ounce.
Oh my God.
It was
so
brutal.
She deserves to blow up.
So I hope that there's fucking glass all over her apartment.
Man, that's some diabetes shit right there. 32 ounces of Smirnoff.
I know.
Did you down the whole thing?
Of course I did. My sister and I, we used to, in quarantine, my sister and I, we've been icing each other for like 7 years, yeah. My sister and I.
Get into this similarity.
But my sister and I, we swore off 32-ounce ices because it's a war crime.
Yeah.
Like, it's too much.
Yeah, your sister had me tape an ice to my back.
Oh, yeah, for my birthday.
Yeah, and you gave me a hug.
God damn.
And then he felt the glass on my back.
Yeah, and it was the full 32-ounce. Yeah. That was the fucked up thing.
Yeah.
And that was for my birthday, and I couldn't even enjoy it because I had a stomach ache the entire time because of the fucking out. Well, the best ice that I did with my sister was I put during Thanksgiving in, like, 2016 or 2015, I put an ice in her carry-on bag for the airport, and I was like, oh, it's, you know, she's going to go through security. They're going to find it. She's going to have to take it in front of security, blah, blah, blah. And then she ended up leaving the bag, forgetting it. And then my, you know, she had it shipped to her apartment in New York 3 months later. Wow. And it was in there. So it was like a 3 month ice.
Nice.
Wow, yeah. Nice.
That's brutal. Yeah. Do you think there's anything, I don't know, Jeff, sometimes you get into kind of this like, you know, therapy stuff and Freudian stuff, things and thought. What should we explore the similarities in the relationship between?
Oh, that's exactly what I was thinking.
Yeah, you.
Right. Oh, how I immediately went to my sister from the current relationship.
Well, I can't show my girlfriend pictures of my sister because they look like.
Hey, look at this. This is pretty cool. Huh?
It's just. Hey, do you tell your girlfriend that you also ice your sister? Or?
Yeah, that was the first thing.
That's how it had.
It
to
was
come
like
up,
first
right?
date. Yeah. I was like, hey, you know my sister, right? No. But yeah, it's going to be hard. It just adds another layer. Like, you know, I've been thinking about, obviously, like leaving and shit is going to be like, I'm ready for it to be hard and difficult and shitty. And I'm ready for like those, like tangible things. Like I'm ready to be like, oh, this sucks. Cause it's hot as fuck. And I'm in a Walmart parking lot in my van in the middle of nowhere. But like, I feel like that's that shit that I can handle, but it adds another layer of like emotional where I'm like, ah, fuck, you know? Like, not only am I living in a van in a Walmart parking lot, but I'm also missing another person.
Oh, yeah. With, right. with
just,
this
one.
Girl.
Just one. Just one. Yeah, and my sister. But
yeah. Is that why you're so sensitive about calling people homeless? Is because you're about to be homeless?
Yeah. Oh. Well, technically,
look
I am.
Who says the H word now?
Well, I'm native.
Yeah, he's native. So he can say.
All land is native land.
Yeah, all land is native land. I'm, yeah, they,
oh,
I hope that they're homeless.
I get it. Homeless people are native.
Oof. Can you take that one out? Can you
have it? Just cut that. I want that clip actually for my own personal reasons. All right.
I did like when that fire truck passed that one. We were in the middle of like a conversation about scripts, Josh and I, and like a fire truck passed. And I like said something at him, and he's like, "I didn't hear you." And I was like, "I said all land is native land. I just want to." You heard it. And you can hear me. Adriana does make great banana bread.
Still there, dude. None of you can fucking have it. I'm having the rest of it, but I do have plenty of. I have plenty.
You didn't list it off. You were like zucchini bread.
I said zucchini
fried
bread
chicken,
and fried chicken.
No
those
banana
things,
bread. No mention.
That are available.
Yeah.
It's not on the menu today.
Not on the menu. But yeah, I don't know.
I think it's cute that you have fun in the same way with your girlfriend and your sister. Props to you for that.
Thanks. Hey, thanks a lot. Yeah, it's you know.
L'chaim.
I think L'chaim. It's fun.
Yeah, I think it is fun. Anyway, fucking.
Is she Jewish or is she a goy?
No, she's not Jewish. She's a goy.
Yeah, his sister is Jewish, dude.
Barely, man.
Nice, Elliot. Those are two good riffs.
Hey, can I get those? Hey, can we cut those and I can have them? just for defense.
I'm excited for the Gathering of the Juggalos, though, Josh.
That's exciting.
You were not there for the fucking podcast, but we talked a lot about the gathering. And
that's fucking sick, man. I'm excited for you. There's something I legitimately want to see, just to see, because they built a whole community. How old is it now? 15 years they've
and
been
the
doing
first
this?
One, ironically, the first one happened in 2001. And about
gatherings.
I know about 6 months later 9/11 happened, so I don't know
wow.
if there's a
coincidence. Wow.
I don't know if the Taliban kind of saw the gathering and they're like, yeah, this is the final straw.
They do have a lot of Faygo in their videos.
They do
know?
Have a lot of the Taliban notoriously loves Faygo.
9/11 is the same day that Jonathan Franzen's The Corrections came out and Jay-Z's The Blueprint.
Oh really? The Blueprint.
Yes.
H to the Izzo.
And it was also Matthew's
birthday. The Blueprint
birthday.
Came out on 9/11?
And Matthew's birthday. I think so.
On September 11, 2001.
I think so.
Jesus. What a
well,
horrible day to drop.
It was a Tuesday, wasn't it?
Yeah, it was a Tuesday.
Friday,
that's kind of
right?
a weird. No, 9/11 happened
on a Tuesday.
I think
maybe it came out the Friday before or something.
Okay. So people could enjoy it for like 3 days before. Yeah.
Well, that's what the Blueprint was about. It was about the scaffolding of the top.
Yeah, the Blueprint. It was like, it was about the construction of the North Tower.
The weak points.
That's right.
Anyway, what the fuck?
I remember. I like 9/11, man. Like, that's not the word I want to say.
Yeah, let's do that.
No.
Cut that out.
I like, I like it the same way I like my sister.
No. I love my sister, you know.
You just like 9/11.
Yeah, I'm not ready to commit to 9/11 like long term. Yeah.
But your sister, you're in. This is fun. I like.
I feel like Elliot's projecting a lot with the whole sister thing.
I know.
Thing.
I'm just like incest. Someone ask me about it. You know what I mean? But whatever. We won't.
Let's ask Emily. She's across the street.
That's true.
That's true.
We could call her right now and have her come.
Get her on the phone.
You want me to call her and see if she wants to come say a few words on the podcast?
No. Yeah. No. Okay, yeah. Because we're in a real incest mood right now, and I feel like she'd be very uncomfortable.
No. Bring her over and then like give her 30 seconds.
Yeah. What's Alec doing?
Alec.
I don't know who that is.
Okay, that's very funny.
Who's Alec? Oh, wait, what?
We're going to have to cut all this out, I think.
No, we don't.
No, not. I mean, so far, we're good.
Emily and I had a great time on shrooms together once.
That's true.
We were both the color yellow.
I remember that.
Yeah.
Guys bonded. Color bonded.
Whoa.
Yeah. Okay. So I just explained to Jacob. What's
to John.
That's interesting.
Did you not know that, Jacob?
Wow. That's interesting.
Wow.
I'm going to be thinking about that the rest of the podcast.
Wow. A new piece of information. Huh. I guess I'll hold on to it forever.
You know what's so funny is that person has never, I feel like I'm pretty close with that person, that guy.
Uh-huh.
And he's never mentioned it to me.
Well, yeah, for sure not.
Hmm.
I didn't tell you either?
No.
Oh, I told these guys.
Right? Mm.
Yeah, I think you called me immediately.
Wee-woo, wee-woo.
Were you crying?
No. Well, not because
of that. Oh, no, yeah. I never mind. I asked, I'm like, hey, how was the weekend? How was Trinidad? And then you're like,
oh, great band.
You're like, this is what happened. And it wasn't anything about the comedy. It wasn't anything about that. It was just about.
There was one significant event that I remember.
Your sister went to Trinidad?
Going to Trinidad is a book about someone changing their life and gender.
Yeah, they have like a house and stuff like that.
Okay.
The capital.
Oh, that makes sense.
Gender change capital.
Are you deflecting?
What's that?
Yeah, what are you trying to blame? Put the blame on the tea community?
Can I get that?
I'm just saying that's what you deflected to.
Gives Boston Tea Party a whole new look.
What's your problem with Earl Grey, dude?
Man, if you guys were on my level, that was funny.
What's your level?
Are you drunk right now?
No, I just meant...
How long have you been drunk?
I meant intellectually.
Wow.
Not my, like, intoxication level.
You're fucking plastered, dude.
Holding it together pretty well, I will say. I will say. I haven't even slurred this whole podcast.
Mm-hmm.
Just said slurs, you know?
I haven't even slurred once. Can I share some... The statistics about Dead Room Comedy.
Yeah.
These are fun. And I went super modest.
Jacob's on his phone during this section. I just wanted to let everyone know.
I'm just responding to a text message.
Yeah.
My sister.
I don't know if I have actually the numbers I want to have.
And you did all of this under the influence of a dextroamphetamine pill?
No, of God.
Oh, of God.
Amphetamines in us.
I use God. I thought it would be cool. So I went back through the those last episodes.
Yeah, I'm just farting over here.
I was laughing. Okay. I went through just the entire history of our website, Eventbrite, and Facebook, and just kind of try to throw together like some sort of data about what we've done and what we've accomplished in the last 2.5 years.
Mm-hmm.
And I think it's cool. It's worth sharing. And we did
rattle them off.
A lot of really good stuff. The only number I have immediately with me right now is the number of shows we did.
How many shows?
138. Very modest.
Wow.
Oh.
138.
I was gonna say like 80 maybe.
No,
we did 100 more than 100. What was our 100th show?
Oh, who knows?
Bingo Boys, probably.
Probably.
No, I'm not even like counting bingo. I'm just counting. Oh. I'm counting comedy shows.
Oh wow!
I didn't add bingo in there because
nice.
It skews the statistics way in your favor if I do that.
Yeah.
So
I
cut those out.
I'll do that.
Nice.
So 138 shows over 2.5 years.
Whoa!
Yes,
there was
sir.
Also a 2-year pandemic during that same time frame.
Yep. Yeah. We didn't give a fuck about that.
That's right. First ones out there.
About that.
No masks.
We were doing underground shows that encouraged people coughing.
Yes, we did.
Mm-hmm.
It
was called Cough Fest.
We have averaged 53 shows a year.
That's one a week.
That's more than one a week.
More than one.
Woo!
A week.
That's dope.
More than one a week. Here's some fun ones. Number of event attendees. According to Eventbrite.
I remember this. This is all the people we've had at events.
people that either reserved spots on a free show or paid for tickets. It's actually more fun to do it this way, I think. 2020-61.
2020-61, okay.
2021, 1,233.
1,233.
Year to date, 2022, 1,863.
Wow, so we were more this year than we did all of last year.
I did projections as well, just to see, because we're 7 months into 2022.
So the Vyvanse did projections. Anyway.
If we were to continue with this trend of shows we have now, year 2022 year number of attendees at our shows, 3,194.
Wow.
That's actually insane.
That is pretty insane.
If you think about the number of people that have attended our shows.
Yeah. Well, the Eventbrite's growing.
Yeah.
I think it's what, 600, 700?
Yeah, like 700
670
followers
on Eventbrite.
Wow.
Yeah. I think those were our most, I don't want to say financial statistics on here, but yeah. I think in terms of what we tried to do of create shows, create opportunities for comics, and get in front of a live audience and perform, we did amazing. And that's not like, how many open mics have we run? We've run so many different open mics,
right.
And people aren't checking in for those. Those are free shows.
Right.
So I think we've been in front of probably 10,000 people in the last 2.5 years. I took a big exaggerated jump there, but still, you get it.
Yeah.
There was one more.
Maybe. Fucking sick.
There's one more, maybe cool. Talk amongst yourselves. I'll see if I can pull.
Yeah, won the Denver Fringe Festival.
We right. won the Denver we Fringe won.
Hey, you know who that didn't want? You know who didn't win the Denver who? Fringe Festival?
Say the name.
Speak on it.
Well, I'm just saying there was nobody who was awarded the best comedy show this year's Denver Fringe Festival.
Oh, really?
And there were comedy shows.
No one won best comedy show.
Nope.
That's so funny. Nice. That they had the title ready and they were like, no,
none of these warrant.
Can I say some shows back to you guys to just trigger memories?
Okay.
Like, this has just been fun for me. Polycarbonate. Comedy open.
Jesus
mic.
Christ.
I remember that one. That was tough.
That was a tough one.
Tough one.
Three total shows.
Carbon Cafe.
The Hangover Cure. Brunch comedy show.
Oh, I missed that one. I want to bring it.
Megan DePonso was the last headliner.
Yeah, whatever happened to that guy? The
Zach
owner?
Welch?
Not Megan.
I meant the owner. He was batshit crazy.
Yeah, probably in jail right now.
He probably is.
The Hangover show. Yeah, because the fucking venue was called There.
People got so fucking confused every time that we'd say, oh, where is it? Oh, it's at a place called There.
I would just say the address.
It's so stupid.
Yeah, on Navajo Street.
Oh, it's on Navajo Street. Yeah. It's on Josh Street. I'm sorry. Here's a fun one, Jeff. I think you like this one. The Breakfast King open.
Yeah.
Hey.
Rest in peace.
I will point out, this is just, correlation, causation. We'll see what this is. Of the three shows I've mentioned, two of those venues are out of business now. And that's interesting to think about.
That is. That's true.
Drunk Spelling Bee was a good one.
Yeah. That was fun for a while.
We had the COVID scare and then shut all that off.
We just stopped doing it.
There and Breakfast King both didn't survive COVID.
Yeah.
But guess who did? Dead Room Comedy.
Yeah.
Not my uncle, but Dead Room Comedy.
Oof.
Okay. Nice. Not my grandma.
Absolutely.
Parker Comedy Show. That wasn't.
Oh, that was a. I was talking to Ben Daly about that one yesterday, just being like, we're talking about shows that are fucking hard to produce, where it's just like, it sucks. Like, you'd rather not do the show than do the show.
Yeah.
But you already get out. You already got everybody out. You got to pay the comics. You're going to go in the hole a little bit.
Yeah.
Right. And you have to do it for 11 people.
Yeah. Parker Comedy Showcase. I'm okay sharing this one. Gross ticket revenue from Parker Comedy Showcase, $124.
We did like four shows.
Yeah, we did a shit ton of shows there.
Four shows.
I mean, but still, like the effort of driving down there and like setting up and doing all of the work is brutal. But that was also during like the height of the pandemic. That was the first show that we ran after the show.
But it was also like in a pizza shop, man. Like it was like
it sucked.
In like a strip.
Dude, and the owner was like such a dick. Like they just did not care. And then we also worked with, Josue.
Remember? Oh, yeah.
Rest in peace.
Josue gave us that show.
Yeah. He gave us that show.
Remember the show we did once? Extra Sauce Comedy Show.
Oh, yeah. We did that pizza joint.
We didn't do that because I made the poster and everything, but that was right before the shutdown.
That one was going to be run by a different producer every week.
Yeah.
And it was like the worst location. It was just like a pizza place.
And then they did that group chat with everyone in.
That was Tony P's.
No.
Oh, well, they're doing the same thing. Well, they did the same thing at Tony P's. How about Lincoln Station Comedy Show? We did a bunch of stuff at Lincoln Station.
That was a good place to learn, though. I felt good about that because it was
a good mic.
Josh ran most of that, honestly.
We did Mike. Yeah. We did. I was heavily involved. We did. We did the comedy open mic. We did the April Fool's show there. We did, there was one with a ridiculous name. What was it? World renowned comedy showcase at Lincoln Station.
One of them was fucking hot as shit, man. I remember
like,
that.
Like a quality wise?
Oh, yeah. Absolutely.
We had a couple of them go well.
The showcases.
Remember Gross and Bart? Gross and Bart Brewery. We met that guy in Pagosa. Yeah. With your first trip to the Four Corners area,
yes,
right?
Yes.
And we did Aqua Soul.
Did we do like three of them?
Aqua Soul is so
Gross and Bart, we did three.
Yeah. That's amazing. We should have done two.
Wait, was the last one not that fun? Well, the last one was outside, wasn't it?
Was it that last one?
I might not have been there for the last Gross
with Aaron Maslow.
No, you were there, yeah, with Aaron Maslow. He crushed.
Or was there
one? I love Aaron. Oh, I miss Aaron Maslow.
Me too.
That was right after we got the tie-dye shirts. He's not dead.
I still miss him. I don't only miss dead people.
Missing's on you.
Yeah.
Okay.
Reach out.
I don't feel like we have that type of relationship.
How about this one? Josh, how do you feel with the last laughs on first draft?
Ooh, which has a second life now.
We did a lot.
It does.
Yeah. It's like one of Bukley kids has it now. Yeah. Bukley knew like the thing and she did it for a couple of weeks, but they couldn't afford it.
Deb LaStoca.
Yeah, something like that. It seemed like a native last name. But
Deb LaStoca.
It was like Lakota Skoka or some shit like that. But
LaStoca.
I don't even know what she looks like. It looks like they've been going well.
She's very nice. She's actually running it pretty well, too. It's her first show.
Oh,
that
yeah,
she's
you've
producing.
Done it, though, right?
I've done it, and it was it's still exactly as tough as when we did it. Because I was there from the beginning to the very end of the show, and it's the same shit. It's like a free show.
I'm glad we're not doing it anymore, then.
I think this is just a cool indication of our growth. The first Gross and Bart show was in April of 2021.
Okay.
And June of 2021 was when we did the Denver Fringe Festival. Yeah. Don't those feel like they're much further separated in your mind in terms of the quality and what we were doing? I think we grew really quickly and really well in that time frame.
Yeah, the Fringe Festival.
Spring to summer.
Lit a good fire under our coasters, you know?
Yeah.
and really got us going.
Because then we ended up touring that show a little bit, too.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Gave us a reason to reach out to venues and stuff.
We did it at the Comedy Fort. That was a treat.
We did
it
at the Comedy Fort.
That was one of my favorite ones that we did. Yeah.
Yeah. Like the Comedy Fort? Yeah, yeah. I enjoyed it there. Yeah.
Because, like, all of our stand up sets, like, we did it at Rise. That was fun. We did it at, where else?
The Moxie and Greeley.
The Moxie.
We did Rise twice.
Yeah, we did Rise twice, but the Comedy Fort felt like the realest audience, at least for me personally, like for the set and everything.
Yeah.
Like your actual comedy set.
We also took it on the road. We did it at the Four Corners Comedy Festival. We did it at the Savage Henry Comedy
Festival.
Did we
do it at
Savage
Henry? No, we didn't do it.
I don't think we did.
We pivoted to the Dead Room. Yeah. But
that's the first time we did the Dead Room.
No,
it was like the second or third.
I think that was the first time that we did it at a venue outside of our basement.
That was like in a bar, too, right?
Yes.
Yeah, really, yeah, that was
like
kind of tough.
Deep bar.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Jester's Palace show.
That was fun, though.
Jester's Palace, rest in peace.
It was fun just like being on the West Coast.
Remember these shows, too? We had comedy at Edgewater Market, and we had the 420 showcase at Denver Central Market during COVID.
Was that ours? I thought that was Triblea.
I think that was Savage.
We co-hosted with Savage, yeah.
Oh, we co-hosted?
It was on our event, right?
Nice, dude. That was Jacob.
We did, dude.
I put it back up to my nose a little too quick.
Is this a bunch of brown right here?
Yeah, exactly.
And this doesn't even count like basement shows. You were doing the Cheeseman Park show.
You can Google Maps right now. The Cheeseman Comedy Alcove. It still exists. There's a picture of Mike Coppolino.
Really?
Yeah. It's like a location on Google.
Absolutely.
Do the Cheeseman Comedy
like
Alcove.
Pokemon Go for
Cheeseman
like,
Comedy
like
Alcove.
Open mic comedians.
And we did basement shows.
It was fun to go through and actually see like a list of accomplishments and things. And those are just live shows.
We've done a lot.
Add the sketch projects. Add the variety shows.
About 60 sketches.
Oh my God.
Yeah,
that's insane.
She's in comedy album, which is a picture of Mike.
Yo, give it 5 stars real quick.
Oh, absolutely. Well, and it says temporarily closed.
Yeah. Remember when this was the Cap Hill Comedy Cellar too?
Oh yeah.
This is where
we had crazy shows here.
This is where we debuted Dead Inside. Where we did our first dress rehearsal.
Yes, we did.
Wild.
First place you did Dead Room.
First place we did Dead Room.
Yeah, we did it here for like the first 4 or 5.
Yeah,
I think.
But anyway, I wanted to share that with you guys. I thought it was productive.
Pretty. Yeah, I'm glad you did.
We should acknowledge those accomplishments.
And now we got really the dead. Then we had the dead room at Jester's Palace. Why stop there? The By Agenda.
Oh yeah, we can plug our
Wonderland
shows.
Brewing.
Wonderland Brewing.
Last, first tap laughs at first barrel. The one you got rolling right now.
Ten barrel.
Last laughs on drafts.
Thursday this week.
Yeah. Laughs.
Isn't
at
that the last one that you're doing?
They don't know that yet.
Oh, well, we're going to release this after, so.
They're also not going to listen.
Yeah, they don't care. They don't.
Yeah, well, actually, like, a couple of the people that work there do listen to
us. Oh, really?
Yeah.
Hi.
What up, Spence? Hi. Yoshi, where you at? He doesn't work there anymore.
Very good Russell Brand burger. It's vegan.
You like that? Yeah. I could pull On God. Did we ever pull that off?
We did On God.
We did. At Rise. That was actually my dad and his friend went to that, and he was insistent that we should do it again.
Yeah. The By Agenda you mentioned. By Agenda on the road. Kansas City, Albuquerque, Bisbee.
Yeah, baby. Taking it on the road more this fall.
Laughs at Lucy's is now running. First Friday at the
I always meant to change that name.
Yeah, that was a good show. I enjoyed that a lot.
Laughs at Lucy's. I hate the name.
Well, then change it.
I know. I keep forgetting. I plugged that in. Like in May, and I forgot to change it.
Comedy and Cocktails, remember that? At the Broken
That was actually, that was a fun show.
Yeah. It was. That's probably someone we could reach back out to. They don't hate us. Nice. Which is nice. What else was I thinking of? Wonderland. There was one that was.
Who did the Broken Cage people work with to get all those people in there?
Me.
You? How did you get out? Like, what did you do to get all those
people? He goes like apartment complexes.
I went to those apartment complexes across the street, and I slid 200 cut out little 4x6 cards under all the doors.
Yeah, ask what he does for 10 barrel.
Something similar, just kind of on the street corner.
But nice. And oh, okay, so because I've been barking.
Those like apartment complexes up across the street, and I just kind of sneak in there. I like act like I'm on my phone out front.
Yeah.
And I wait for someone to leave, and then I walk in the front, and then I just go.
Under all the doors.
Yeah, like 200 of them.
Of like individual apartment doors?
Yeah. It's a big apartment complex, but it's locked unless you have a key to get into like the lobby.
Yeah.
But there's security in the lobby. So you sit outside and act like you're on your phone. Yeah, wow. No way. Oh, what? Crazy. My dad's dead too. Oh, hey, will you hold that? I'm right behind you.
Nice.
Easy, dude. I also did one time I couldn't get into the lobby and there's a parking garage underneath one of them. And I just put them in the door, car door handles in the parking garage.
Nice.
Nice.
Yeah.
Soliciting where there's no soliciting.
Hand-to-hand combat, dude.
Okay. Well, then that's what I got to do.
Mm-hmm. And then actually one time I came back and the front desk woman in the lobby was like, hey, what are you doing? I was like, oh, I was passing out flyers for a comedy show. And she's like, oh, do you want me to put it on like our like community board? I was
nice.
Like, oh, I could have just asked.
No, but then all of a sudden it's just the community board and not under every door.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah. Where else did I do that? I did that for one of the Lincoln Station shows. All those apartment complexes around there.
Yeah, that's what I got.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, because a ton of people live there.
I could probably get 75.
Especially if you got like a menu. Like you want the returning customer, all right?
Yeah.
3 times is cheaper than a new customer. It's a returning customer.
Yes. Yeah. Yummy.
What's comedy show? Caillou Ramen open mic.
Oh.
Let's go.
Notoriously brutal. Notoriously. I like performing in the circle.
I like doing it in a circle too, man. It always bugged me. People got bugged by that.
River Mike is kind of River can Mike. Be, I should do them more circly.
Yeah, bring it in. Yeah, Shakespeare, baby.
Yeah.
Really? Like what we just did?
Yeah, like because I can change the layout any way I want. And a couple times I've done it in a circle.
Oh.
Yeah, like it's an AA meeting. Make it like all the chairs all the way around.
Yes.
Yeah.
I love that.
And you just go in and it's not on the Eventbrite, but we also do Colorado Native.
So what do I have? I have Growth, a Sacred Voices Poetry and Comedy Workshop.
Nice.
Shout you out, Josh. Was that one? Art of Comedy, Native American Showcase.
Oh, yeah. I remember that one.
Is that different than Colorado Native?
So that was before Colorado Native. That was
with Helen Riker.
Helen Riker. For some reason, she thought it. She does this thing where she's like, what is the most woke thing I could produce? Like, what is hot in terms of wokeness? And she's like, oh, natives. And so she produced a show. She didn't even put herself on it, like, to do comedy. She just produced it. And,
wow.
Yeah, Josh Warner was on that one. I hosted it. It was two people out from Albuquerque that were terrible. And then Josh Warner killed.
Yeah, so of course.
Big one I haven't mentioned, Giordano's.
Deep Giordano's.
That was a good one. Cuts. Yeah. Deep I'm cut. Sad. I'm sad that it went away. That was the one that was like a weekly that was people wanted to be on it.
Deep Cuts was so I recorded the
Deep Cuts. First show I was ever booked on.
First show. Ah, look at that.
So I recorded the number of each shows that happened too, as accurately as I could. Let's see. Deep Cuts, we did 24 of them.
Nice.
Wow.
Nice.
Holy shit. Awesome.
Like, it's crazy how much faster you watch like a weekly. Like, we only did it for 6 months, not even, a little less. And we got to 24.
Yeah. That's probably been our most, right?
Where else do we have high numbers? Wonderland's at 19. It's helped a lot doing two shows some nights.
Yeah.
Nice. Last Laughs on at First Draft, we did 11 of those.
Nice. Okay.
Caillou Ramen, we did 14 Caillou Ramen open mics.
Really?
That was weekly too.
Wow.
Yeah. Everything else is pretty much less than 10.
April.
But impressive. We did almost 10
May.
Fringe shows.
June. Oh, 10 Dead Insides?
Almost 10, yeah. Because at the festival, we did 4, and then we toured it for about 5.
Yeah.
Yeah.
We're at about 18, 15. Like, we're about 16 River Mics.
River Mics?
Nice.
What's the buy agenda at?
That'll be, we'll have our 1 year anniversary in October.
So is that 12 just at Wide Right?
Yeah.
And
so
then the road shows.
We've probably done 12 total now with the road.
Is that not on our Eventbrite anymore? We're getting too off
track. Oh, it is.
We're getting too
off track. Is it not?
I couldn't find it. Oh, but maybe it's because I was looking at past shows, and it probably still exists with shows continuing.
How many dead rooms do we have? Do you have that?
Dead insides?
No, dead rooms.
Dead rooms? I don't have Jester's Palace. It wasn't on Eventbrite. No. They sold those tickets, right?
Yeah,
so I don't know. That's on you guys.
But like, as far as...
You did, what, 4 of them at Jester's, maybe?
At least.
Yeah, we had... Because we started...
6.
I actually made an Instagram post for our first one at Jester's. I think it was in October.
That's why I said
That's, I don't know.
It's kind of that far. It was like November.
It's crazy because y'all make way more money when you sell tickets to it. But you also bring in people like you did like that last time. The guy from Alabama.
Yeah,
that guy. That was a November I get.
Yeah.
It was November 9th.
I was so glad he was there.
November 9th.
That's so much fun.
You've done it almost every week, every month since then.
Yeah, we're doing twice a month.
I love to have like if all the audience is like there and it's packed, but then there's like one antagonistic person. What a narrative of the night.
Sure.
Yeah, it's fun.
Yeah, well, it was awkward until you're able to get them at the end. If that makes sense. When they walked out.
Yeah.
Yeah, but it was like you were getting angry. Like real angry.
Me?
It was interesting. Yeah.
Wait, when?
That Alabama guy.
Oh my god, bro.
Whoa,
I told
him
he was worth less than nothing, and I hope that he got aborted.
It's not Alabama guy. It's Inbred Freak.
Inbred Freak.
What is it? He's
son of a lawyer. Evan Joe almost like threw the Band-Aid at him. He's like, don't fucking do that. My dad's a lawyer.
Is that what he said?
Yeah.
God.
Your dad's a lawyer.
You unironically say that.
Yeah, that's you what he said.
I fucking dare you. I fucking dare you.
Do it, dude. My dad dug sprinklers for years.
He's like, my dad's a lawyer. I'm like, your dad's a lawyer. I'm like, you suck.
You are the dude.
So fun. Just the shit on him.
Yeah.
And Jeremiah's like, I like you guys. He's like, thanks, because no one else in here does. I've just been talking the whole time in the middle of a show. And no one likes me.
Yeah.
I don't think I got the premise when they bought the tickets.
Yeah, because I remember the second comment. He's like, we paid money for this. I'm like, yeah, you fucking idiot. Yeah. Shut up.
Why would
Shut
you do
up.
That?
Cut your own dick and balls off.
But I also just want to point out, I said 138 shows, modestly, and just the amount of shows we listed that I hadn't incorporated on there.
It's probably 150.
I would say 200, man.
200.
Like, way underrepresented, the Jester's Palace, basement shows, park shows, like... Our ability to, we started something, we went through a pandemic immediately, and we said we're going to come out of this hot. We're going to come out of the gates running shows and figuring this out as best we can and making the most of whatever we have now. And we did that. We did that really hard.
Yeah.
And that was really cool.
You know, Elliot, that's a great point, and I think I'm ready to forgive you for those unhoused comments.
Well, thank you.
That's true, though. We did a lot of fucking shows. Especially because, like... At the beginning of the pandemic, we were having like Zoom meetings.
I do remember that.
Remember that?
We're like, what's a fucking login for this goddamn Zoom meeting? What's the
password? Fucking Zoom show.
We won grants. We won business plan competitions. We started a podcast too. Count those.
Yeah, we did. We did win the business plan competition.
Count those shows.
We wouldn't have the podcast or the Dead Room without Evan.
Yeah, without Evan. Oh. Keep it going for Evan Fitzgerald.
Awesome.
He came up to me like a year ago and said, would you guys want to do a podcast? I'd love to record.
Are we the first outside people that are on Slaughterhouse? Fuck what? Yeah. Let's go.
I've heard this rumor too, and correct me if I'm wrong, we're the most listened to podcast on any network. In Colorado?
Oh, wow.
I think that is true.
That is, okay.
More than the radio or anything.
Yeah, more than...
More than a CPR.
Yeah, I was also gonna say.
More than CPR.
Yeah.
I gotta redo my nails.
I have to pee pretty bad.
Where are we at time-wise?
We're a little lower.
110.
110, wow. Yeah, let's wrap this up.
Okay. Give Jacob his last meal.
Jacob, in closing, what would you like to say to all our, tens of listeners? Hey, everyone who's listening to Dessert with Dead Room Comedy, I just wanted to say that we all appreciate your listens. We appreciate your support for Dead Room Comedy. And I can't wait to see the beautiful things that this company does in my absence.
Lovely. Thank you.
No, I don't mean to say in my... I can't wait to see what this comedy production company continues to do and the beautiful things.
No matter what you guys continue to do, the fact that I'm not there will still be a part of it.
I cannot wait to see the hole that I create when I leave. No, I love you guys.
Notoriously, Josh doesn't look at his hole. Thank you.
I love you guys. It's been good. I'm really glad that you guys exist and... That I've been a part of such a beautiful thing.
It has been a beautiful thing.
We did a really good thing, a hard thing. We're still doing it, and you're just gonna keep doing it.
Yep.
Love, love, love.
Isn't it a shame I don't have another fart?
And you have to do it.
I do have to do it.
I'm gonna force you to do it, whether you want to or not. And that's been Dessert. Thank you guys so much.
You're about to go on an adventure, man.
I know, dude. I don't know what the fuck's so gonna happen.
We're gonna live in a van.
I'm gonna live in a van. I'm gonna talk to juggalos, bro. Shit in gas stations. I'm gonna make content. I'm gonna fucking steal things.
How many times do you think you're gonna masturbate in that van?
That's a good question.
Over under 50.
I have not masturbated in that van yet.
Really?
Well, no. Try to hold off, man.
I think I will try to hold off. I'm really going to lean into NoFap on this trip for sure. I have to because I can't just be...
You can jerk off and drive.
Yeah, well, I can't...
I've done it before. Yeah, yeah.
It feels weird just cranking my hog in a van.
It feels dirty, which is what I like about it. You know what I mean?
Makes me feel bad for doing it in there before you.
Go to literotica.com/audio.
Do you jack off reading the words?
Oh, yeah.
Really?
Exclusively.
Spotify.com/dessertpodcast to jerk off to.
Anyway, thank you guys. love all you, and I hope every one of your dreams come true.